Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees.
Chilly. Any early morning has seen chilly.
Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees.
Hey, check out mobile listening.
Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees.
KCA, this is ST Mobile. Where's everyone at today? Oh man, I'm late. Yeah, I wondered where everyone was. KC8SZT. Well, Dakota may have already got to work. Hard to say. Anthony works from home on Fridays. And everybody else is kind of, sometimes they're here, sometimes they're not. But I'm just late, about 10, 15 minutes behind schedule. Yeah, I'm about halfway. I got up a little bit early and stopped and grabbed a coffee, which I usually don't, but I need it today. Yep, I got to do the same thing. I think I'm going to stop at the first Starbucks. I got 3 that are kind of along my path, my normal path, I should say. One of them, well, depending on which path we take, there's always 3. And the easiest one is just up the furthest one from work, so that means I drink it on the way in. But that's okay. But sometimes I want to get the last one just before I get to work so that I have coffee at work instead of on the road. But I don't know. White people problems. No. Rich people problems. No. Third world problems. No. What do we say?
Sounds about right. Yeah, I go to Speedway, take my 40-ouncer. You're only supposed to be able to get 32 ounces a refill, but they let me get my 40-ounce refilled for like a dollar. 7 iron or something like that. Can't beat it. I got to get the strong stuff, though. I wanted the espresso, but they only had the Brazilian today.
First world problems. There we go. Good grief. Couldn't think of it. Yeah, there you go. 32 ounces. Holy moly. They let you juice up with that? That's kind of a bad deal. I used to do 7-Eleven coffee all the time, but that was when I was doing cream and sugar. Now that I do black coffee, I'm real particular, and I like that burnt Starbucks taste.
Yep, I drink mine straight from the tap. Yeah, I get a 40-ounce that lasts me most of the day. I used to get 7-Eleven, too, which is pretty good, but it's inexpensive. It's almost $3 for, like, a, I don't know what it is, 30-ounce, 24-ounce, something like that. I used to get the blueberry-flavored coffee. That's pretty good.
$3 for a 32-ounce? Good grief. That's cheap as dirt. Where did you say you were going now?
I go to Speedway now. If you bring your own cup, it's only like 99 cents, $1.09 with tax. But yep, I fill my 40 ounce. They got, I don't know, 6 or 9 different flavors you can choose from.
Holy cow, 99 cents for as much as you can fit in your cup. That's outrageous. Man, I'm going to have to go try their coffee, see if I can live with it.
Some of it is, to me, like cardboard, but I get the strong stuff, so if they don't have the strong stuff and I get something else, it doesn't taste very good at all. That's just me, I guess.
Oh, don't even get me going on strong stuff. I haven't been in a restaurant that had coffee I could tolerate in so long. Used to be a place called Toast. The place is still there, but used to be you could get really good coffee. I don't know. I mean, their regular coffee might be okay. I would go there and get the French press. They had a French press they did, which was really good. And it wasn't $3, though. They're expensive. But, man, it was good. I don't know. I'm real picky. If they've got a strong one in there, then I can probably find something I can deal with.
Yeah, Speedway's got the machines where it's got the beans in it and then it grinds it right there while you're filling it, so it's nice and fresh.
Man, you're making me want to stop there today. So you say they don't have the strong stuff. What is the strong stuff? Just if I go in there, what am I looking for? The strongest stuff they got.
Well, they have pictures of the beans on the picture for the strength. I would say the espresso is the strongest. Next one down is Colombian, and then House, and then anything else is not really good at all. They got some kind of punk bunny or something, and I tried that one day, and that was so gross. So stay away from that one. That's a limited thing. I don't even know if they have it anymore. Some Green Day thing, which I don't really care for that band anyway.
All right, looks like I got to go in. I'll be back in a minute. W8FU.
All right, I'll be here. Just passing Mount Holly. Actually, just passing the Renaissance Festival. I'm staying off 75 with that construction. All right, Casey at SZT. I'll be here for a little while.
At ADBF.
Good morning. Sean just stopped off to get his coffee. How's it going? Name here is Ray, Romeo Alpha Yankee. KC8SZT.
Morning, Ray. I think we've talked before. I'm good and late today. I'm one of the usual ones out here, but, man, do not want to get out of bed today.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I had to go get some coffee on the way. Yeah, we've talked before. I'm not really a regular, but I might be pretty soon here. I threw the radio back in the van. I always take it out for the winter because it destroys my antennas with the salt water. But, yeah, I'm just heading to Flint. I always listen, but usually there's so many people on, it's hard to get in.
Are the Flint repeaters that busy?
Well, I'm on the Holly site, and it's linked into you guys down there in Warren and Macomb over there.
Oh, I got you, yeah. So in the morning, then it's, if we get the round table going, I think there's sometimes 5 of us.
Is Is there a Flint one too that links in? Because I work out of Flint.
No, I was just curious. I've got all the Flint repeaters in my 500, but I don't know which one's which. I live in Elmont, so I'm not too far from there, but I'm pretty sure I'm well out of radio range.
I have a couple radios that do conventional, what's it called? It's almost like roaming, but it's for analog, like a site scan or something. So I've got most of them set up in there. I think I have a few that I'm missing. But it'll hop around. It's like a boat scan. It'll hop around to the nearest strongest signal. So that's pretty neat. Not on this radio, but some of them I have it programmed in.
What radios do that? I'm interested.
Hytera, and I believe Motorola should do it too.
That makes sense for premium radio, for premium features. I've got this 500 that's been a thorn in my side since I got it, so I'm always interested in a better option, but my biggest ask is it's got a speaker in the head.
You have the STM 500, I'm on the 300. I'm looking at getting that 510.
Yeah, this is a radio that went back to Yaesu twice and should have went back a third time. But I have not sent it in because as soon as that new channel comes out, I think it's gone.
What are the flaws that it has? Just curious.
No flaws. Radio's perfect. I just got a defective one, and Yaesu what its remedy is.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah, I always thought they were a pretty decent company. I've been off and on with them. I'm not really I don't really have a preference. I have just a collection of all kinds of different radios. I prefer to lean towards commercial, but Yaesu seems pretty decent. I've got the 981 at home for HF.
You're not going to go wrong with any of them. It's like the big three. They all have garbage and they all have great stuff, great vehicles. The Kenwood and Yaesu are no different. I lean towards the Kenwood after getting a TT75. I was an Icom fanboy before that, but I've got a Yaesu 891, and I've always had Yaesu mobiles and had good luck with them until this one. So it is what it is, but anxiously waiting that new Kenwood mobile to come out and see what it's going to bring. But it looks like they're putting a freaking TV for a head unit, so I might end up skipping it because I don't know where the hell I put it.
All right, Sean. I don't know if you can hear. I'm running APRS in the background, but that's why I like the Yaesu too. I wish they would have a DMR radios that would have a analog APRS receive, but they all transmit and they receive on digital, and I don't really care for that. But I've got a STM 350AR that I'm looking to trade or get rid of. Like I said, I'd like to get that 510. Go ahead, Sean. KCSZ2.
Well, I don't know where, good morning, Dakota. I don't know where the conversation is stemming from, but I will say I'm a big Kenwood fan. The problem is they've been resting on their laurels for so long. They haven't had anything new. This talk of a new mobile is exciting, you know, finally something new from Kenwood, but based on the price of their last one, it's just going to be a small fortune. But we'll see. I've become an Icom guy. I've never liked the Yaesu, but having said that, I do like their mobiles. But that's where Dakota's had the problem. So see how that works. Just in general, not a fan of Yaesu. Although their newer stuff is a far cry better. They always had the most features. You know, like they always packed in the most stuff. I think they were the first one to come up with a dual band handheld back in the day, and you know, they were the first one to have just all sorts of things. And they don't do it best. You know, it's always an Icom was always kind of stinky, but unless you're a CW op, they weren't good on phone. But that's HF rigs. I don't know. These are all things from back in the 80s and 90s that don't necessarily apply today. The Icom or the Yaesu lineup looks a lot nicer than it once did. But it's hard to shake, you know, once you get
once you kind of get something in your mind. So not a Yaesu fan because of that. Yeah, I run, I got at least three of their mobiles, go figure, and one of their portables. So that's another one that the guys hated, the FT5. So Yaesu's had a couple of thinkers, but at least for Dakota, I get it. Anywho, I guess I'm just an ICOM fanboy. Dakota?
That seems to be the problem, is Yaesu is the only one innovating and coming out with new stuff each year. Meanwhile, the other two are just kind of sitting back and relaxing. Got it. Kenwood THD-75 was their first radio since what? The THD-74, which was 3 or 4 years old at that point. But ICOM does the same thing. They don't put out much, but what they put out is phenomenal. So it's kind of like a pick-your-poison thing. I don't hate Yaesu. I mean, I do. I hate their customer service, but like my 891 is an awesome radio. I love that thing. I specifically bought that radio because I wanted that radio. So we'll see. We'll see who comes out with some new stuff that's shiny and works better.
Yeah, I have noticed that Yaesu is coming out about every year with a new radio, sometimes sooner. But what I like about them is they have 50 watts on both bands, VHF and UHF, where most are only 35 on UHF. But I mean, a lot of guys say it doesn't matter anyway. It's not going to get you very much farther. But sometimes I do notice a difference. It's nice to have that extra power there. And I prefer UHF anyway in this area. There's a lot more activity, it seems like. All right, well, I'm back on 75, so I'm going to jump out and deal with this crazy traffic. Go ahead, Sean. I'll catch you guys later. Have a good weekend. Casey, it has that too.
Okie doke. I guess it's closed down. You might, somebody know what's going on there, because I heard it was going to be closed or under construction southbound. At the same time, 696 is under construction eastbound. It's like, really? Come on. Because that's the alternative, is to shoot across, you know, 59 or 69 and come down. But no, they said, nah, we're going to screw that up too.
You know, that was a big factor in me leaving my last job, was I was so sick of commuting on all these major highways that are just under construction nonstop. It was very mentally taxing. So the fact that I can commute to one place for the most part every day, and there are several different ways to get there, it's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it makes a difference. I've got several routes I can take, and I mix it up sometimes. It's weird, because I always go north first, then go east, and then on the way home, I always go south first, then come west. So it's, I don't know, something psychologically about doing it that way, but that's the way I do it. And then I got this route I take on the way, and I sometimes I'll take this one both, but I'll go halfway and then head east and go the rest of the way north. And so that's I don't know, I just 6-1 half those another, and there are other routes as well. So, but they've had this screwed up too. You know, even though I've got multiple ways across, there was a time where they had all the mile roads closed down, east west, like all of them. It was crazy, and if you didn't remember that and go, you know, and cut across way above or way below where you need to be, you know, depending on which direction you're going, then you'd be, like, screwed, because you have to go way past, because every single road going across was under construction. That was another wonderful planning. But we've bitched about that before.
I don't put anything past the road commission anymore. I don't think they put any forethought into it. They just say, okay, we got to fix this. Do it now.
You know, all the while I tell myself, well, that's what we demanded, fix the damn roads. So now we're reaping the, what we sow. So careful what you ask for, et cetera, et cetera.
I hope they grade mine soon. It's like they came around and, like, filled in potholes with sand. So now, like, you drive down the road and then, like, you sink on one wheel and then the truck comes to it slows down. It's like, why did you guys do this?
Yeah, they did something like that at our place, too. They came through several months ago, or a few months ago, anyhow, and it seemed like all they did was just fill, you know, just dumped a bunch of sand. And maybe because of the, you know, it was really cold and the ground was frozen. I don't know. I really don't know why they would do that. And they seem to, this last time they came through and they seem to do it right. Seems a lot better. And my phone's ringing. I'll be back in a minute. I can have my back pocket before it stops ringing. God darn it. I'll be back. Still be in a few.
All right, John, I'm pulling in anyway. No big deal. Have a good day, and I'll catch you later. I need you to get.
Wally? All right, Dakota, we'll catch you later. It was Wally calling me on the VoIP line. That damn app I got running on my phone for the VoIP. It rings about three times, and then it hangs up. Frustrating as hell. Catch you later. Wally, are you listening here?
Good morning, 0800 hours, cloudy, 40 degrees.
KFH VPA Bravo Papa Alpha Model.
Hey, Baylor.
Good morning, 0900 hours, cloudy, 42 degrees.
Baba Booey.
KF8ERC from KF8DSF. KF8DRC from KF8DSF.
KF8DRC, good morning.
Good morning, Jack. Well, you're the second contact here on the ham side for me. I guess we're both
somewhat newbies over here, but good to hear you on this side.
Roger, you sound excellent from all the way from Flint. Roger.
Well, thank you for that. You as well. You're sounding really good. I really, really enjoying this new radio for sure.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that one. Yeah, it's a good radio. They are a good radio. Jeju is a good radio. I used to have the handheld, and it failed 3-4 times, but it still worked. You know what I mean? That was back to 85, I used to have the handheld. I had the 220 and I had another one, 440. 440 was not much use, really. Not many people were talking on it. So I always listened to the 220 radio. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'm overwhelmed with all the technology this radio's got. With the fusion and everything else, so it's going to be quite the learning curve, but we'll get her figured out for sure. I got to get a ground on this thing right away because I'm getting a little bit of RF noise, so that's the first thing I need to get done and get my antennas up on the roof.
Oh yeah, gotta get those antennas. I got one coming tomorrow on Saturday, and I gotta get up there. Take the harvest down and put that one in. The tram. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. That tram, I think, is the same as the Diamond X50 I got. So I looked at the specs. They seem to be pretty similar. So, yeah, we should be good to go with those for sure.
Yeah. You know, you put the DV20 on it, it'll be okay with no problem at all. You know, you can talk to Hazel Park and you can talk to, you know, anywhere you want. You know, there's a few other repeaters out there. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. Well, right now I'm just talking on the Holly repeater here, which is linked down there to your repeater, the FBI, I believe, so. No problems there, for sure.
Okay, it sounds better from GMRS, as far as I know, and I'm 100% right.
Yeah, Jack, that you are. You are right.
Hi, Greg. Good talking to you. We'll talk on this side anyhow. Forget about that side. KFA,
DRC. All right, Jack. Yep, it's like I said, the fun begins now. So glad we both made it over here. So we will chat at you later. KF8 DRC from KF8 DSF. We'll be clear.
Good morning, 1000 hours, cloudy, 44 degrees.
N1KRD.
N8KGP Mobile.
mobile monitoring.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 52 degrees.
MHKPP.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, 46 degrees.
W8ABX, W8ABX, KF8AT.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 46 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 51 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray.
W8FU.
Hi. Good afternoon, Sean. Happy Friday.
Yepers. Hello, Greg. Just starting on my journey home. And, man, make a left turn on the street out on the Grosbeck. If the cars that are going straight or turning left stay to the left, then the right can go up and turn. Yeah, red. I got, there's four cars, and one of them has to be sticking out into the right so that nobody by. Never fails. All right, but I end my arguments, or my complaining, my general dissatisfaction.
I get it completely. I know where, right where you're at and how that went. Got to call the wife back. She rang during that transmission. I'll be back in a short brief few here, KEBSI.
All right, well, take your time. You don't want to cut the wife off short. I'll be on the road for a bit anyhow. WAF. Where's Jack?
FA. DRC. How you doing, Sean?
There he is. Hey, Jack, I'm doing okay. Just got out of work, so my weekend has begun. How about you? With this weather, I'm sure you didn't get a whole lot accomplished. I know how much you like to work outside. It's been kind of rainy and chilly out.
You're right about that. I went out this morning. I worked a little bit in the garage. It had to do with moving around a little bit of places, you know, like a snowblower. I have another snowblower, two of them, move them around here, move them. Then I put them in the back. Then I had to get that big lawnmower, the rider, out to put it in the garage, and that takes a little time. We got to open the gate, and that gate is got to, from at the back of the shed, and it's back to the garage, and you got to come in the front. Oh, it was a little bit not bad at all, but now it got a little chilly out there.
Yeah. It's raining here in Mount Clemens, and it's like 42, 43, so cool and rain. Dreary. Oh, well. What are you going to do? But, yeah, you gotta get ready, man. We'll be cutting grass before you can bat an eye. You know, we're done with March here. So April's kind of when it all begins. So we're coming up on spring. When is spring, Jack? Do you know? I never am good at that. Sometime in April, right?
And I looked in the back of the house. The grass is growing higher, maybe, you know, it's about 2 inches already. What the heck? No, I got to get the lawnmower out there, but I have to change the lawnmower oil. You know, I need a new oil from last year. I didn't change it, so now I got to do that.
Oh, yeah. I didn't use mine a whole lot since I changed it last, so I probably won't change it right out of the gate. I got this goofy thing, the John Deere, and they got this, they call it Easy Oil System. Because there's a great big filter, and the oil comes in it, and all you do is just pull the old one off, put the new one on. Instant oil change done. Change done. But it isn't a real oil change, because you still got the old crappy oil in the engine. And, you know, I get it, you're replacing the bulk of it, but still, there's a conversion kit I bought to convert it to a normal, regular old oil change, you know, with a regular old filter. So, next time I have to do an oil change on my tractor, I'm going to be converting it over to old school.
No, mine doesn't have oil filter at all. So, it has to be changed. I didn't know until I went to a tractor supply and I asked them, because I purchased it from there about 2 years ago. And I didn't know it didn't have that. I kept going. I said, where's that filter is? I looked all over, then I went to them. They tell me there's no filter. Just change the oil and that's it.
Wow, are you sure on that? I've never heard of a
engine that doesn't have an oil filter. Man, it should. So they just recirculate the oil that's in the crankcase and in the engine, and you just drain that and refill it. I mean, I guess you could do it, but man, it'd be the first I'd ever seen that.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is. And it's MVP, you know, the MVP All Motors, you know what I mean? And they made them that way. I was surprised. He told me that, you know, there's no filter. And I looked at the diagram, all the diagram, and to find what that filter is, never find one. So I went there and said, no, we don't have no filter here.
Well, again, I'm really surprised to hear that. I double-checked, but I guess it's possible. It'd just be something I've never seen. I've never seen an internal combustion engine that didn't have an oil filter, some sort of an oil system with an oil filter. So, you never know. What else is new and exciting? You got plans for this weekend besides breakfast? Tomorrow, I'm going to see you there, right?
Yes, I'll be there for sure, 100%. I'll be there with no problem. Then I might have to go over to my sister's house there at the lake, but she told me today she wanted me to go there tomorrow. So I said, I don't know yet. I'll let you know tomorrow morning. She said, no problem. Let me know tomorrow morning.
Okie doke. Well, we'll see you there. Then I got to decide. I got a couple of things I need to get done tomorrow. One of them's kind of not necessary, but I want to. The other one I probably kind of got to. I can put all of them off. I'm very good at that. So we'll have to see. Depends on what the weather's like, I got to say. The weather's really nice, I may do the one that involves driving. The weather's really crappy, I may do the one that requires bench work. So I'll play it by ear, Jack. That's what I'll do. WANC.
I woke up this morning and it said Saturday it'll be 72, and the rain it was about 35%. That's what they were saying for tomorrow. So I don't know either. KF8, DRC.
All right, well, the temperature will be good. We've got a better than not chance of it being dry. 30% chance of it not. Anywho, I've got a stop here I've got to make. I'm on my drive home, and it's right here. I'm going to stop in there, and I know the guy that owns it and talk to him for it. Jack, just pull around. I'll be back out here in a bit.
All right, Sean. We'll catch you in a little bit. KF8, DRC.
All right, Jack. Yep, just pulling in here now. I'll see you in a bit.
Either way, I know you'll figure it out.
Yeah, you bet.
done for the day?
Oh, yeah, I'm done every day. I am retired and just did a bunch of errands and running around, you know, go to the Lotto store, got my hair cut, which I really needed, and things like that.
Are you going to Skywarn trainings tomorrow?
Huh, no, I am not. Wasn't aware of it, but is it like a Zoom or something, or what's up with that?
No, it's in person at the McComb County, the MISD building, conference building. They're on Garfield. Skywarn, spotter training.
Huh, nope, didn't know about it. Know right where that's at, though. Nope, probably won't be doing that. sounds interesting, though. It might be just a... you know, just to learn stuff.
Yeah, I just got to renew my cert. It's been a while. Kind of skated on it, but getting with Mr. NAKPP, Walter, and now I'm getting into RPC, and they're like, hey, yes, I won Saturday, so I signed up for that. I love doing that. That's a lot of fun when I'm driving, and I'll say, oh, look, there's a twisty cloud coming down. I wonder what it is.
Okay, yeah, I did hear some rumblings about it. I didn't know about the training, but okay. Yeah, definitely, if you're on the road and doing that, for sure, that'd be kind of fun.
The entire time that I've been a ham, so that's what, 1998, I got into Skywarn probably, I think, 99 or 2000, and I've done it ever since. I just let the certification lapse a little bit, but the entire time that I've been doing it, I've spotted 4 funnel clouds. 2 actually became EF1.
Wow, yeah, I know they're few and far between, but looking at it a different way, you're kind of lucky you saw 2 of them, and they developed, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm kind of geeky like that.
Yep, roger that. Got another phone call. Yike. My phone never rings until I start talking on the radio. Be back hopefully in a little bit. KEBSI.
KEBSI 73, talk to you on the flip. KCKGO.
KFAD, well.
Is that a KF8-8-Y-O, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Yankee Oscar?
That's Alpha Yankee Lima.
Oh, wow, okay. You got Kilo Charlie.
My name's Ken here, just finishing my way down I-75. It was raining cats and dogs there just north of the crazy rain where you slowed down to, had to slow down to like 40 miles an hour.
Ah, that's nothing. 40 mile an hour. You said 40 mile an hour winds and rain?
No, I had to slow my car down to 40 miles an hour.
I don't know. I'm over here in Warren. It's dry as a bone.
From like Birch Run all the way down to Flint, it was pouring rain. Literally pouring. I haven't come through rain like that in years.
Yeah, it looks a little gray up there to the north.
Yeah, it's actually a little bit grayer here than it was where it was raining, but it's not raining much at all. I mean, it's kind of spitting rain, but that's about it. Just south of Flint here.
Nope, it's just gloomy and 56 degrees. And it looks like the way the clouds are moving, then it's going northeast, so it can stay up there.
Well, my car's nice and clean now. It was all muddy.
Well, there you go, free car wash.
Yeah, especially that underbody wash where I can't spray. I spray it usually when I'm in the spray wash or something, but... nothing like a good heavy rain to get all that mud off the underbody. We live on a dirt road, so it collects.
I believe you. A coworker lives off of dirt road. By the time I'm done leaving his house, my truck is just caked with mud. I've had it so bad on one of my service vans that the mud built up was enough that it was throwing the balance off the tires.
Yeah, it's hard to keep it off when, especially in the springtime when it gets kind of not so packed and the bottom layer is still kind of froze and the top layer just turns to mud.
Good afternoon. 1600
yeah.
Hours.
But I'm clean now. Seems like I can keep it that way.
53 degrees.
Just be happy it's not snow.
Yeah, well, I like snow. I'll take snow anytime. I miss snow. That's why we're retiring into UP.
Well, I got 10 to 15 more years of work, so you can keep it up there in the UP. When I drive, I don't like snow on the road. Not that I can't drive in it. It's the people around me that can't drive in it. KCKJO.
Yeah, it was pretty funny last time I was coming back from the UP. I was on I-75 just north of Gaylord, and it was snowing pretty good, and the road was plowed, but it had a layer of snow and ice on it. These two Border Patrol trucks, two F-150s, two-wheel drive, something in the back, come burning past me. And the guy gets the one in the rear of them. They were about probably a quarter mile ahead of me after they passed me, and one of them lost it and put it right into the ditch. I'm like, you guys are going way too fast with those trucks in this condition.
I was driving up to Sheboygan one time with a coworker. This is a few years back. One of those heavy snows hit. And we picked Sheboygan because we're supposed to be above the snowstorm. Ended up driving right into it and shifted on our way up there. Going up 25 from Lapeer area, and I could barely see him, and he was maybe about 50 to 100 feet in front of me, and I lost him in the snow.
Yeah, lots of people unsure of what they're doing in their vehicles, that's for sure. Oh, well, yeah, you just got to stay away from other people, I find.
Yeah, but another instance, I was coming south on 75 from Frankenmuth area or whatever else, and I had to take 69 E's to go my home QSO in Memphis over by St. Clair, and no lines in the road. People are zipping by me. I get on the ramp, and I barely made it around the ramp. That was scary, too. Like I said, I don't like winter driving. I don't.
Yeah, ever since I left high school, I went to Michigan Tech up in the UP, so been pretty much going back and forth from the UP ever since. Now we got a place up there that we're going to retire to, so we're always going back and forth up there. Yeah, it's not my favorite, but it doesn't bother me. I don't mind it.
So how old's your license? You got a KFA, so it must have been pretty recent, eh?
KFA AYL for ID. It was this time last year. So, late March, early April, something like that.
Well, congratulations and welcome to the club.
Well, I appreciate that. I think I've talked to you some time or two before. The Cujo, you're the KJO, right? The Cujo.
That is I.
Yeah, we've passed a few conversations before, but I remember the Cujo. You probably don't remember AYL. That doesn't rhyme. Me. I need a cool one like Jack's got. Detroit Rock City.
No, it's AYL. 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 AYL.
Uh-huh, there you go. We'll see. see if that one sticks.
Nope, another one. Another year later. AYL. Another year later.
Well, one of them. One of these days. I'll find one that I like. We'll see.
Well, you got Sean, W8FU, which is Fries Uncooked. And Eric, the W8EAP, that eats a lot of pizza. Captain Don, W8CPT.
Yeah, I know all them. Talked to them many times. But I don't think I've heard the pizza thing.
Oh, EYL. Always young looking.
That might be good if I was female. I don't know if that one seems better suited for a female.
If you don't look retirement age and you don't sound retirement age, then you're not retired.
I'm not retired yet, but I'd like to be in another 2 or 3 years.
That would be a dream of mine. My neighbor, I think, said he's going to retire in the next 2 years, 3 years, and he's 5 years younger than me.
Yeah, to each their own. My dad retired when he was 54, I think. So I'm a year older. Well, I'm that age right now, so this year I'll be 55. I got another 1 or 2 years. We'll see. And it's not like I'm going to retire. I'll do other work, just not this 80 hours a week my own business thing that I've been doing for the last 24 years.
Well, I got you by a couple of years, and I have a friend in California. We graduated high school together, and both went into sub-law enforcement as civilians, and I moved back here. She stayed with it, and she actually retired last year at 55.
Yeah, some of those government positions can, it depends on where, but some of them have pretty decent old-school pension plans.
Yeah, I got another friend of mine now, but he was my point of contact at the federal courthouse. He's a couple years older than me, and he retired probably about 2 years ago, 3 years ago. In his 50s, he was a U.S. Marshal. Now he's a court security officer. And, loves it. Works 2-3 days a week, that's it. Lucky dog.
Yeah, the thing I'm looking to forward the most is I've kind of been, like, on call since about, like, 2004, so I'm tired of responding to, especially I work with companies that work with Japan, so I get people calling me at 1 in the morning, Japan time, and I'm getting too old for that. I'm tired of it. I'd like to be able to actually go on vacation and not carry a laptop around and work towards, even when I'm quote on vacation, still working 2, 3, 4 hours a day, much to my wife's chagrin.
I'm very bad at phone calls.
How about Detroit Rock City? You out there, Jack?
KFA, DRC, Rock City. What's happening, Ken?
I'm actually on my way to your neck of the woods. I'm going to be in Mount Clemens tonight.
Well, that's good. I don't know how long it's going to take you to get there, but I have a few things to do, and if I get a chance, maybe you will meet what you have.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to have time today. I got to stop with my parents and fix up one of his phone jacks for their landline phones. They seem to have messed something up. I need to fix that for them. I'm meeting a buddy of mine for dinner, and we're going to go to this little event.
Oh, okay, so he got a lot of things to do. I do too. I have to run over my daughter's house and my son's house. He's got that water, you know, leaking outside, and he doesn't know what to do. So I got to go out there with the wrench and a little rubber, you know, to not seal it, but to change the rubber inside. So I got to do all that for him. So I don't know, you know. What are you going to do?
Hey, how's my signal sound? I'm on the Holly repeater. I don't think I've ever been on that one before.
Sound good. Your signal is 5x9.
All right, that's good. Was there another station in there, or that could have been the other side of my radio? I don't know.
No.
Yeah, that was the other side of my radio.
I don't know.
Sometimes I get tooled.
I said I didn't hear anything, because I didn't hear anything at all.
Yeah, that's one of my little pet peeves with this particular radio. There should be some kind of setting or option to have the side if you're transmitting, the other side should be muted automatically. But I don't know. Yeah, this one doesn't do that. So if you left the volume up on the other side, you're going to hear it while you're transmitting. And then everybody else is going to hear it too.
I don't think there's any big deal about it anyhow.
Yeah, I just need to remember to turn the volume down on the side you're not transmitting on if you're transmitting.
Well, are you on there, Kenwood?
No, I'm on the Ocean UV980P. It's the same as your GMRS side. It's basically the same radio as a 1000G, but it's the ham version that can transmit on all bands, basically. So, good radio. I really like it. Nice 50-watt radio. It's not terribly expensive. Seems to have really good audio sound. Been a good runner for the last year.
That's good. That is really good radio. I know that they are good radio. Even the GMRS ones. I have a guy there down by the airport. He's got one, and it was sounding good. And yeah, just you get a couple of crackling, which is no problem, because you're driving from the antenna. Don't worry about that one.
Now I'm coming down in the Carson, so I might be. You probably need to switch. What should I switch to? The FBI one? Is that the one you're supposed to use in the Detroit area?
I'm on the Warren one. The FBI Warren.
What's the frequency?
2.6.
Well, let's see if I have that one in here.
Try Romeo. I think that's 2.5. KF8, DRC.
Farmington Hills is 2.5, and you have
a deal. I'm right now.
2.5. KCKGO.
That's it. But I'll take 33 to be clear on your final, sir.
All right, Ken. Good talking to you. We'll talk again. KF8, DRC.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. 52 degrees.
NADBF.
KF8S from W8EAP.
KF8S, Detroit.
Yeah, okay, I got you in there. You're not super strong, but I got you in there. Just wanted to see if you were in range.
Yeah, I'm down in the trenches. Down in the trenches. I think as soon as I get past 8 Mile Road, I should be in range. But...
yeah, okay. Well, I'll come back in a few minutes. Got some stuff going on over here, so yeah. Yeah, I'll give you a little bit to get up out of the trench there. Get up into warm at least. All right. W8EAP.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 58 degrees.
Okay, I say that's mobile. I should be in range of things. KAAEZQ mobile monitor.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny, 62 degrees.
She's pulling in the driveway. Do you have any important
traffic, or are you just sort of looking to small talk?
Oh, I sent you a couple pictures.
Try it one more time, bud.
Oh, I sent you a couple photos on your phone in regards to some radio. See what you think.
All right, I'll take a look at them. All right, I gotta go. KP. KSHDRC, KSHDRC, this is KSHDSF.
Good evening, 2000 hours.
Sunny. Negative copy, KSHDSF. Doesn't look like that's changing yet.
Hey,
right there, real bad. You got to find a better spot. Internet, have you ever been to Holy Cow Burgers over at 12 and Mount?
No. No, I have not. Is it new? I can't believe it's been around for a while.
Yeah, it's right there by the Beyond Juicery or whatever, the juice place that used to be that donut place. And it's, go in here. I'm not sure. Order your cake today, open. Anyhow, Beyond Juicery, that's it, I think. I can't tell if I can go in here or not. Well, I'll go try the door, and if I can't, then I'll know. Yeah, it looks interesting, and it's called Holy Cow, and it's hamburger. And all right, I'm going to run into where my stop I'm at.
Pretty good. I'll check it out. I'll check it out next week. Anyhow, I'll catch you a little bit. Jack, you got to find a good spot for that spot. No, how about you walk around and you say 1, 2, 3 as you're walking, and then when you unkey, I'll tell you which spot where, that probably won't work, so probably won't remember where you were when you said who. Try another spot. This spot is good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, right there. Mark that spot. Mark the spot. You know, that spot is right by the TV. That's what it is. Yeah, so you can watch John Wayne and talk on the radio at the same time. That's why it's way better. Oh, I see what you're saying. The telephone is way in the back. It's out of here. But this is a good spot, huh? I even got the Nagoya. Yeah, make sure your radios are charged up, too. But anyhow, no, it doesn't matter where your phone's at because that's going through the Internet, so that don't matter. But, yeah, there's a couple spots that you talk to you're really good. And there's another spot. I think it's by the window or something. Getting warmer, you can just go outside.
I was going to go outside and see. I'll go outside in a few minutes. KFADR.
Good evening, guys. Okay, I'll be back later. W-A-P-A-P.
Greg here.
KDHIWS.
Eric, you got a copy on this KF8DSF?
Copy.
Calling each other and doubled.
Got it, Greg?
KF8DRC, KF8DSF.
Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I'm not sure what was going on. I couldn't hear you before when I reached out. I got your text. But anyways, how you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. How is this radio?
Now you broke up there, Jack. I didn't catch that.
How was this radio?
I got you coming in good that time, but before when the other guy, Eric, when he was talking to you, it was pretty staticky. Like you said, you had to find that sweet spot. Evidently you did.
Well, Jack, you sound a lot better than you were when I was talking to you.
I don't know. The weather, I don't have no idea what it is. Because it's raining here.
Is that KFACWF, Brian?
TWF, Brian. Is that Brian? Says, is that Sean? Yes. I hear you're not making it to breakfast tomorrow. No, sir. I have to work. Having oral surgery on Monday and taking the day off, I decided it would be better that I took the hours that they're offering me because I don't see them very often right now.
Sounds like a fiscally responsible and prudent plan.
Anywho, I am on my way home from, of all places,
we've never gotten food from one. I never did until today. Wife about it when I got home. I said, boy, you'd really like their burgers. And she said, well, then go get me one. Problem is the several of the closest dairy queens don't do food. I had to go over to the old Don John's.
But they don't do the burgers for some reason. So I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, I never, we got one right at the end of our street, but that one's just Treats. And then this one here was Eats and Treats, over Pound and Martin. So I went there, was able to get burgers. Always a big fan of burger, it's her favorite burger joint. And these are very, very, got that whole flame broiled thing going on. Yeah, it's not far. It's only a couple miles, so. I mean, I got one right at the end of my street, would be nice, but alas, I got to deal with what we got right here. Did you go, Jack?
I'm here. How am I sounding on this radio? At Bullfink. AR5.
Crisp and clean. Caffeine. Sounds great.
I don't know why. I was on the TYT. It's 390. And I don't know why the reason is that. So I'm sitting on the couch. That's what I do, talk when I'm sitting on the couch with that TYT.
Well, you sound perfectly fine right now. So I don't know why the other radio. Maybe check the power level. You might have the set really low on that other radio. That would explain it.
Yeah, you're right. I will do that.
All right, gentlemen, I got to jump out here and get myself a six-pack of Guinness. I'll be back in a bit. W8FU.
Hi, Sean. Take care. KFA. See.
You're getting good at that, Jack.
I dropped your power on that point. I got you down to it. I don't want to be here for around the alarm. That's probably why it's a problem.
KF8, DSF, KF8, ERC, copy?
Yeah, Jack, I got you. KF8, DSF.
How am I sounding?
Sounding good. I can read you out pretty good.
Yeah, I got it. I just changed the 10 watts.
Yeah, you're not as loud and proud as you are on the other side. Once you get that antenna up, and get on those vocals. I'm sure it'll make a huge difference. But the other day I heard y'all here on that HD, and he sounded crystal clear. I think just tonight might be a little bit off or something, propagation or whatever.
Could be, I don't know. Anyhow, we'll talk later anyhow. KF8, DRC.
All right, Jack. We'll catch you later. KF8, DSF.
Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 59 degrees.
H-R-A-N-W-A-T-A-P. N-H-R-A-N-W-A-T-A-P. Gary, are you out there?
Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 62 degrees.